It's Wednesday, January 10th, and you're tuned in to the TNAB podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Sleepy.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the world. 2018 is officially here. It was here last week, too, but it's here again this week. No surprise.
Wait, hold on. It's still here.
Yeah, it is here. Let's see. Anthony, how's the new year for you?
New year? New me.
Oh, fuck. This again?
New year?
This again?
New year?
Yeah?
New me.
Do anything special for the... Not this new year event. I just mean, like, any new broken promises you're gonna make?
I've been doing yoga.
Oh, shit.
I bought a Groupon.
Whoa!
Yoga's hard.
It ain't easy.
It's also, like, hot yoga's hot.
I mean... Hence the title of Hot
it's
Yoga.
It's hot and hard.
Well, yoga...
Maybe I should rephrase it. No, I'm going to keep it. Yoga's hot and hard.
Oh, fuck.
It's hot and hard. It's hot and hard.
Yeah, man. It's all about getting in deep.
It's all about getting that stretch.
Yeah.
And then, you know? It's all about then, opening up those hips.
You got it, you know? And then when you feel like your body just can't take enough, it'll open.
You push it a little bit more, you know?
Your body will accept it.
Yeah.
It'll go in.
Yeah. So yoga's been an interesting experience.
Yeah.
My question, as someone who's done yoga before and knows someone who does yoga for a living.
Yeah.
Why are the majority of yoga poses feeling like I'm ready to take a dick in the ass?
Because yoga is all about vulnerability. It's all about making you feel vulnerable. All
right. Because it's definitely what it's doing.
That's the whole point.
Like,
because you're never going to be in those positions otherwise.
Yeah.
So your body, you, so.
Like, yeah. One of the first poses you do is, like, tabletop.
Yeah.
It's just like, yo, just get on all fours.
Yeah, assume
like,
the position.
Whoa. Assume the position. I'm like, whoa. And they're like, straighten out that spine, boy. And I'm like, whoa. And then child's pose.
Mm-hmm.
There's happy baby pose.
Yeah.
Happy baby pose is... just strictly like insert here, like it's just a guiding line.
Yeah,
and I'm like, what is happening?
Yo.
But I've learned about different types of people who do yoga, especially around the New Year's.
Mm.
So there is the guy who has been forced to go with his girlfriend because it is New Year, New Us.
Yeah,
and he does not want to be there.
Yeah,
so that guy is especially fun to just like watch him just like, or like stay in a. Was it child's pose, like the one where you're on the ground resting or whatever? Yeah, it's just to stay in child's pose for like half the class because he's like, fuck this shit.
Yeah.
There is the, I got to go to every class now because it's the new year and I'm really good at yoga. So I need to be front center in like just basically breathing on the teacher and showing off how flexible I am.
Yep.
Which is basically this one lady who's like, all right, do... there's like, it's like a bow. So you got to like just bow as with your legs straight as far as you can or with your legs bent.
Yeah.
And just to see how far you can stretch to get that hamstring stretch. And this lady is like putting her head and like through her legs and like kissing her own ass cheeks.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, that's impressive. But also, why are you here?
Why are you in this beginner class?
And then there's the other person who is just all about that yoga lifestyle. Yeah. They got the mat. They got the special towel for the mat. They got the Lululemon pants.
Yeah.
Before class, they are telling you about how yoga has changed their life and about how their all-vegan diet that they're eating in their group home is totally legit.
Yeah.
And you should really throw away all of life's non-necessities, right? Yeah. And it's a lot of interesting people at yoga.
There are.
And then there's me. The dude who finds the spot that's away from the most people.
Yeah.
Doesn't say a fucking word. Doesn't ohm, doesn't do any chants, doesn't even do heart center because it's too uncomfortable, and then doesn't talk to anybody when they leave.
Hopefully by the end of your little excursion, you will be able to put your hands at heart center.
It's too much like church.
Like the rest of your body.
It's too much like church.
You just accept it.
Man, I got like the most hipster lesson 1 week where it was basically like, during the whole lesson, like, what you have to do is you have to find a word.
Yeah.
A single word that encompasses all of your feelings and emotions that you want to carry throughout this year. And you got to put that word somewhere. If you want to put it in your feet, then that word is grounded. It's grounded with Mother Earth and blah, blah, blah. If you want to put that word in your throat, then that word is about communication. You have to communicate that word to others.
That's great.
And while she was talking like this in a very calm and soothing voice, I got angrier and angrier for no apparent reason. And at that point, I was like, there's something wrong with me.
I think so.
Because this lady is being very sincere, and she is like caring about everyone in her class. And all I doing in my fucking head is like, this fucking try hard bitch. Like, she, like, well, who does she think she is, thinking she's better than everyone? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm fucking angry. I'm an angry person.
Wow.
This lady's getting on my fucking nerves. I'm like, oh my God.
Hopefully by the end of it, you know, you'll just learn to accept.
Well, I only got a month left on this Groupon, yeah, so.
Let's hope it works out. Let's hope it works out. Fuck, you might need a year.
Yeah, I was like, damn, maybe I do need this.
Oh, that's always the worst, huh?
When you're like, this is a joke, haha. And then you're like, oh shit, maybe I'm just a bad person. Like. That's great. That's the start of my new year, new me. Maybe some revelations will come from it.
Amazing. Great. I've also tried to do some self-bettering in the new year.
Please, wait.
And by that I mean just responding to emails.
Selling out, boy!
Listen, at my job, I respond to emails like...
Nonstop.
Nonstop, all the time. You know, you email me, I'll be back to you in an hour.
Okay. An hour?
Yeah.
All right, that's actually a decent amount of time.
But in my personal life, you email me, good fucking luck.
Lost to the ether.
Yeah, and because I run a YouTube channel, I get constant emails regarding marketing opportunities, sponsorship opportunities, branding things.
And you're like, listen, I'm a all natural, all vegan, organic grown.
Yeah, and I won't lie, some of these things, they look really appealing to me.
Tempting as fuck.
And I am interested and I do want to do it, but I'm just so lazy that I'm like, whatever.
See ya. Peace.
And for the longest time, a lot of people used to assume that I didn't have like sponsorships and stuff because I was how can I put it?
Too small.
Ethically pure. I had too much.
Dude, you should have ran that fucking train all the way to Gravy Town.
But the truth is, I'm just fucking lazy. So, for 2018, I thought, I will say yes to every opportunity that presents itself.
Dude, no! You saw the movie Yes Man with Jim Carrey? That doesn't end well.
So, I already...
You're gonna get a Pornhub sponsorship. You're gonna have to review a dildo.
I already started, and some of those things have already happened. But I made the mistake... Well, okay, one of the first ones I got was... I'm not gonna say who it is, but they said... But they've been trying to get after me for at least a year or two.
The adult store down the street.
You know, and they're like, oh my God, he responded. And they got back to me, super excited.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I'm interested. Let's go through it. I'm not going to say it, but you'll see if it's on my channel.
All right.
And all I got the response back was like, that's great, Vince. We've sent your email to marketing.
Oh, no!
I was like, no!
What have you done?
So the last week I have had all these fucking emails about non-related bullshit that's like, you want a fancy new wash? How about that nice hip Los Angeles lifestyle clothing? That what? Urban chic.
Oh, and I'm just like, God.
Oh no, what have I done?
No. You need a new email now. You need to burn it to the ground.
Oh, and I was like, no.
You gotta like stand firm and be like, listen, if it's not toy related, fuck off.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I got you.
Well, you live and you learn. You live and you learn.
Yeah, I was just like, fuck, what did I sign up for? But there you go.
Speaking of New Year's, New Me's, though.
Yeah.
One of my favorite rappers of last year has got some New Year, New Me stuff going on.
Well, he reinvented himself?
Yeah. When you hear the words, that stick.
I'm all about that stick.
You're all about that stick? Right. Yeah. Rich Chigga, my man, one of the best rappers. Like, I legitimately like Rich Chigga. I think he makes very good music. And it's really weird that he started off as a comedian. Yeah. But he's made some really good music last year. And on January 1st, Rich Chigga sent out this tweet. He sent out, yes, I now go by Brian. I have been planning to do this forever, and I'm so happy to finally do it. I was naive and I had made a mistake. New year, new beginning. Happy New Year's. Whoa. So Rich Chigga, rapping extraordinaire, now goes by the name Rich Brian. it doesn't roll off the tongue like Rich Chigga, right? Like Rich Chigga, I think was like a marketing, like, yeah, amazing name. Like, it was fantastic.
Yeah, but I also understand where he's coming from. He's like, I'm a dumb teenager and I wanted to make the fucking dumbest name I could think of.
And he's that's
like,
what he did.
Yeah, and he's like, what two super derogatory words can I put together and make this awesome combination? That's how he got it.
Yeah, Rich Chigga, right?
I will say Rich Brian is exactly how I picture him in that stick.
Oh, with the fanny pack?
Yeah. Yeah. And the pink polo. I'm like, yeah, no, that's Brian.
Yeah, that's Brian. Welcome. Hey, Brian, how's it going? So here's the interesting thing about this. So this happened on the new year, on January 1st, right? The interesting thing here is that a bunch of articles, news articles from music sites like Vice, Noisy, all this stuff, have come out. And they're like, yeah, Rich Chigga, good. You shouldn't have been able to say Chigga. Like, you're basically saying the N-word. Like, stop that, right? And a lot of people came out as angry, right, that he even had this name in the first place and all this stuff, right? And they're like saying, oh, it's too late now. The damage has been done. Mm-hmm. The cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
And all this, like, virtue signaling stuff. Where I see all of this in the headlines and in the stories,
yeah.
But when you read the comments,
yeah,
for all of these stories, it's almost unanimously, dude, y'all crazy. It was a good name. What are you doing? And it's weird to see the readership be at such opposites.
Like, be such a disconnect?
Yeah, such a disconnect from the news source, mm-hmm, right? Where even on his Twitter, like, a lot of his Twitter is like, dude, what? Like, yeah, that name was great. Yeah. To be honest, though, like, it's your decision. If you want, like, no worries. But, yo, there's nothing wrong with Rich Chigga. Like, that was a good name.
Yeah.
And to be fair, his name is part of the reason that he got to where he is. Like, when you say Rich Chigga, you're like, whoa, what is that? I need to see this.
Yeah.
What is happening, right? And then it's also accompanied by Dat Stick, which, yeah, was an amazing video and an amazing song,
yeah,
in and of its own right. So I don't know. It feels like a weird decision for me.
It does.
Right. And it's his personal decision and that's totally fine. But I'm really interested to see if Rich Brian is really the rap name that is going to shoot this man into the mainstream.
Oh, but I feel like it'll only do even more success.
Maybe. I don't know. This feels like his publicist, like, he is a young impressionable teenager and he had a name he liked. And then, like, through a whole year, his publicist was eventually like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, we PC now. It's 2018.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of dumb shit I think of when I'm also a teenager that I would never come to today.
Yeah. And it's fair. And you're in a different mindset. But, like, at what point is, like, so we're in our late 20s.
I will, you know what, I think he probably just got pressure from a lot of other artists.
Yeah.
You know, in that scene.
Yeah, I bet there's a lot of people in that scene who are just like, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
Like, they're probably not, like, you know, harassing him over it, but yeah, just like, gotta cool it.
But also, like, at what point, because, like, I know, I don't think at any of his songs he actually says the N-word.
He does in the original version.
Of Dat Stick?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, does he?
And there's an interview that calls him out on it, and or like, can you explain the lines? And he jumps over that word. And then they run to him like, why'd you say it? Why'd you say it?
Okay.
Yeah. And well, you could tell he's very uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I didn't see that interview, and I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, going forward, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just an asshole. Maybe I look at that and I'm like, that doesn't seem like
a big deal. I agree. Rich Chigga was a fantastic
name. Yeah, yeah. I just wonder, like, yeah, will this... is it really him wanting to change it? Or was it pressure from other people making him think he needs to change it?
We'll see what happens in 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The return of the Chig.
Yeah. Like... Wow. Yes. Chig's back.
Chig is back again.
Yeah, fuck, man. He's going down in the history books with Puff Daddy and P. Diddy.
Oh, he's going to start changing names, yeah, all the time. Yeah. This year I'm this. All right. Yeah. Okay.
He's doing that. That's what he's doing.
Huh. All right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Another story I got is totally not the same topic, but Kotaku released a story called Invasion of the Virtual Anime YouTuber Girls.
Sorry,
girl YouTubers. I messed up the headline.
Yes.
So you know Kizuna Ai.
Who doesn't?
The gaming AI. She plays games. She does Let's Plays. She does a lot of sponsored videos.
Yeah.
Sometimes she swears in English. It's fantastic. But apparently since then, there are a whole bunch of other virtual YouTubers who are coming out. One of the most popular right now is Luna Kaguya.
Luna Kaguya.
Yeah. The problem with these is that what's happening in Japan is that they're becoming very popular very fast. Like this new girl, this Kaguya girl has like almost, I want to say almost like... She averages 1 million views. I can't remember the subscriber count, but she averages 1 million views. And she debuted last month.
Whoa.
Right? So in Japan, YouTube, this is sparking like wildfire. This is just going. And it's crazy to see just like this little subsect of YouTube that is in like only in a different country. Right?
Yeah.
And there's all kinds coming out. There's one that's a zombie girl. There's one like there's one that's a ghost.
Yeah.
There's one that's a virtual cat girl.
Yeah.
There is one that is like a pun on like a she's like a horse. Like it's a person and with a horse head.
Oh.
And it's a virtual YouTuber.
Oh.
There's one that's a boy.
Whoa.
Kite Amashita. Just trying to get into that girl market, you know. Beautiful Bishonen boy with a cardigan.
Nice. Just
playing games with you. Mind
damn.
And it's a really interesting article. Like, I haven't been able... Well, I watched some of the videos, but I don't get much from it because my reading comprehension isn't that great.
Yeah.
And also, there's no subs on these ones, whereas Kizuna Ai, there are subs. So I really recommend people check it out if you're interested in that weird internet subculture.
Yeah. How long do you think before the entire world just catches on to the whole VR idols?
Well, I don't know. Like, look at the whole world. Yeah, I'm mainly thinking about Japan.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but I'm wondering, like, when that switch is going to, like, when that someone's going to turn it on and the whole world's like, oh, yeah. Like, when.
Oh, yeah, Hatsune Miku. I know that. Yeah, shit,
like,
yeah.
When she's a household name.
I don't know. Like, I think this is a generational shift. Like, if it does catch on and it is able to escape Asia and come here, then I think it's one of those things where people our age will be 60 and be like, back in my day, people played fake instruments on laptops, but they were real people.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah, I'm going to be there being like, I was born in the wrong era.
I was born, Skrillex was the pinnacle of music. And it's like, oh no. My God.
No, you're so right.
Dubstep was amazing. Honey, honey, listen to the bass drop. It dropped the dentures out of my mouth. Like, it'll be that level of bullshit. Right?
Okay.
And yeah, you'll get the repeating patterns of people who are just like, I only listen to artists who show us their real flesh and blood.
Mm.
Right? And you'll get those kids. You'll get the kids who are just like, the 90s was the best music of all time.
For sure.
Montel Jordan. This is how we do it. Right? Wow. And you'll get those wieners. I was that wiener. I don't know. The cycle will happen, but it's definitely going to be a generational shift if that trend does manage to leave Asia in any way, shape, or form.
For sure.
That is if climate change doesn't kill us all first. So...
Oh, wow, dark. Dark.
I don't know if you want to save this next one for last. It is also YouTube related.
Oh, God. The darkness?
Yeah, the darkness.
Okay, well...
Darkness.
Let's jump through some quick ones.
Okay.
Video game world, Monster Hunter Worlds had the trailer for Elder Dragons.
Yes, that was a good trailer.
It was.
Due to Teosoro's fighting Akusha Ladora.
Yeah, it was, 2 weeks? 3 weeks? 2 weeks.
I'm so ready, and I just remembered, I still have that special edition.
Oh, shit. Yeah. You had that on pre-order, huh?
Am I gonna keep that?
Oh, you don't know yet, huh?
I don't know. Comes with an art book.
Okay.
It's hardcover.
All right.
And a digital soundtrack.
Okay. How much is it?
It's like $130.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I went digital, so.
You monster. Hunter.
That's me!
That's me! The monster hunter!
Yeah, so it was good. Other video game news, hey, Overwatch is back in the scene. They started the
Overwatch League. Is this game dead yet?
So, what are some great news?
No.
They have 316 new skins.
For this year?
For just... Because they started the Overwatch League.
Yeah.
Which I believe they had... In order for them to start the Overwatch League, they went to Korea and told them to shut down Overwatch Apex. Like the Korean tournament
scene. Oh, the unofficial...
Yeah.
Wow!
And they said, okay.
They pulled a Capcom there.
Yeah. And holy jeez. They merged a deal with Twitch for $90 million to have Overwatch League.
Damn!
At the time of this recording, the first match is on. And what they did was you could buy all the team skins for every character.
Holy crap.
Yeah. It's a separate currency.
What?
It's a separate currency.
Ooh, it's an esports currency?
You cannot loot box these skins. This is paid only.
So you have to buy esports currency to buy your esports skins.
You got it. They give you enough esports currency to get one skin free.
Those motherfuckers, they let you have a taste.
Yes.
Those fucking drug dealers.
Yes.
Oh, and my God.
My goodness. Even though they're just color swaps or palette swaps, some of these teams have some wicked colors.
These drug dealers. And obviously, you're going to want each character to have their homeland colors.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. The one I bought was D.Va for Shanghai Dragons.
Okay.
Because it makes her mecha look like Eva 02.
Wait, you bought a Chinese skin for a Korean character? Yeah. Damn. The blasphemy.
Yeah. Do you know what the Korean team's called?
What?
Seoul Dynasty.
Oh, that's so good. Why don't you buy that one based on name alone?
And you know what their colors are? It's black and gold.
That's great.
And it looks amazing on every character. But I'm like, no, I really want a red D.Va skin.
You bought a Chinese skin for a Korean character.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yep.
Wow.
They're not cheap.
How much are they real dollars?
$7.
Whew. That's about League of Legends. Yeah. I can see why they would choose that price point.
Yeah.
Especially when you convert it over into fake dollars. Like, yeah. You don't really think about it.
Yeah. So, and obviously if you buy the big pack of currency, you get a discount.
Oh, no, you get a bonus. It's the best value.
Fuck. But yeah, so that's cool.
Vince, let me talk about clickers.
No.
You're one step away.
No.
Tap Titans 2.
No. So yeah, that's that. Overwatch League happened. It's I think I'm gonna try and watch it.
All right.
You know, if it makes me stop playing Overwatch and I just watch it, I think I'll be okay. And there's an Overwatch app, a league app, so you can track matches and player stats.
Okay.
And all the news in the Overwatch League.
Wow. Okay. All
right. Yeah. So, but yeah, that's it about Overwatch. And I think that was it for my picks this week.
Yeah, there was a new Trigger movie coming out.
Oh yeah.
But that trailer isn't English subtitled. So yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, let's talk about. Let's talk about the big one. Let's talk about that YouTube drama.
Yeah.
So, okay, I want you to lay the groundwork for this because you are the YouTube guy.
Okay.
And also, to be fair, I did not know who Logan Paul was before this.
He's like the hottest shit for 12-year-olds.
I did not know.
Him and his brother, Jake Paul.
So continue.
So Logan Paul is like a 20-year-old dude. 22-year-old dude? I don't know.
Very young.
American. And he does a lot of... He's basically a 20-year-old dude who's acting like an 8-year-old in public.
Okay.
And that distills down to every facet of his life. I don't know how he has so much money. But now that he's on... Like, he's one of those big YouTubers. He's got tons of money. So he's got cash to burn. He does a whole lot of, like, ludicrous shit. He's always...
Isn't his brother the one who said he wants to become the first social media billionaire?
Yeah, and, you know, they both cause problems for their neighbors, you know, whatever and whatnot, causing explosions in the front yard and whatnot. Anyways, he went to Japan and he made a video.
Yeah.
He made a video about going to Japan. And in his eyes, he was going to make a fun, modest video where, he's just out doing a fun thing and not hurting anybody. Long story short, he went to the famous suicide forest in Japan.
Yep.
If y'all don't know what that is, that's where, you know, if you want to commit suicide, you walk in there and do it.
It's called the suicide forest for a reason.
No one stops you. No, nothing happens.
Well, it's a forest. No one's going to be like, security cameras.
Well, it's not like it's, I mean, like, no, it's not like it, like.
They're not like, come kill yourself at the amusement park. Like, yeah. No, no. It's just like, this happens to be a popular place for people to go because it has very easy access. And also you can get lost in that forest.
Yeah. And so what he did was he went in there with a camera.
Yep.
Now, I don't believe filming in there is like super looked down upon or like an issue, especially for tourists.
Yeah.
However, what he managed to do was he filmed a dead body.
He found someone hanging from a tree.
Yes. And then he proceeded to laugh at said body.
Yep.
Obviously, hugely insensitive. No matter what culture you're from, that's not really an A-OK thing to do.
Yeah, I'm going to say that one of the maybe your parents didn't tell you not to laugh at dead bodies. Yeah. But I'm going to say that you should probably know that.
Yeah. So that happened. And obviously video was reported. People, you know, like, what the fuck is going on here? Why is YouTube still supporting this guy? Yeah. Even though, you know, and it just brought about a whole bunch of drama. He had an apology.
Mm-hmm. He had two apologies.
He had two apologies. Because the first one was fucking like, me laughing is a
my bad.
Yeah, my bad. Me laughing is a form of how I cope with this sort of stress. And it's like, on one hand, I'm like, great. Fine, I'll give you that. But at the end of the day,
you filmed it.
You filmed it. And you edited it and you kept it in.
And you put a thumbnail.
Yeah, so it's like, no. And then he ended his apology with like hashtag, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then he had another apology, which was the quote unquote real apology, where he's just crying through it. But even that, you know, no one really sincere enough. And then from then on, after a long enough backlash, YouTube went dead silent. They came back and said, okay, we're gonna shut down his channel for now.
Yeah.
Logan Paul took a break. And that's where we are today.
So actually, there's an update on this story.
Oh.
So YouTube, as of 3 hours ago, has removed Logan Paul from top tier Google ad platform, put all his YouTube Red projects on hold.
On hold, huh?
On hold. Not canceled.
Wow.
On hold.
Wow, YouTube.
And is thinking about further punishments beyond this.
Thinking.
So there's a lot of maybes in this statement.
Yeah.
So this brought up a very interesting a dilemma. First off, like, so I was one of the people when PewDiePie had his whole conference, like his whole thing, where I was just like, this isn't a big deal.
Yeah.
Right. Because I've seen those videos in context. And I think a lot of people just saw them use a word or him do a thing.
Yeah.
And then we're just like, look at him. He's dressed up like Hitler. And it's like, okay, well, obviously that's bad if I just show you a picture of a dude dressed up.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. But you don't understand the context of the thing. Like, it's a dark joke, probably in bad taste, but it's not just overtly offensive for offensive sake. This one, on the other hand, is like,
yeah, this one's a
very blatant. Like, even in context, it's fucked up, right? Yeah. Like, if I just told you, yo, some guy took a video of a dude in who killed himself in a suicide forest, you'd be like, that's fucked up. Why would you do that? And then, like, even out of context, that's messed up. But then even when I tell you, it's like, it's a YouTuber who acts like an idiot all day, and then he posted it up, and it was on the front page of trending for like 3 hours, and then also the video went through a manual review process, and it still passed.
Yeah,
like, that's kind of nuts.
Yeah, who thinks it's true? Like, what the fuck's like? What's wrong? What's happening? Because like, a lot of YouTubers have the problem of having their videos instantly flagged for being doing something
offensive
wrong
or demonetized.
That's and then you scour your video and like, what the fuck did I do wrong? Like, I thought I checked all the boxes.
Yeah,
and then a video like this goes up. No problems.
Right.
It's only until after the community sparks the issue that, and it's like until it gets to like the international level of.
Yeah. And wasn't it at like number two on trending.
Yeah, so like it wasn't. It was like it's not something that they caught early. It's something they ignored
because it's something they manually reviewed.
Yeah, and they ignored, and they and it's because at the end of the day, he pulls in so much audience,
pulls up that cash,
and like it's just so clear that like, oh fuck yeah, business is YouTube. We all know this, but they're really pulling that business is YouTube as a business card.
Yeah,
yeah.
So it's interesting to see the YouTube community like flare up, like yeah. kind of no one else has made them.
Yeah.
Where this guy made this video and it's just like, yo, look, like this is fucked up. You're doing hella preferential treatment. Like this also happened when the Las Vegas shooting happens where yeah. they were like, you can't monetize any video that has to do with tragedy and blah, yeah. blah, blah. But Jimmy Kimmel's YouTube page, he had a monologue about the tragedy and there were ads in front of it.
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, what the fuck's happening over here?
Yeah.
Right? And it's disheartening to see a company do that because the company is based on people creating content for their website.
Yeah.
Like, they're not even employees, right? Like, yeah. they're doing it because they like it. And the fact that they have a great platform is totally a bonus.
Yeah.
And obviously, YouTube should have a certain set of rules.
Yeah.
But when you're not enforcing those rules across the board, comes a little shady.
Yeah. Well, that's the fine line though. Like how strict you put these rules, because the thing that like coming from YouTube side or at least trying to see from their angle or for what the creators want, it's like the more rules they put on, the more it just becomes TV, and that's the last thing they want it to be.
Yeah.
But as we're moving into like what we think of as TV traditionally or cable mm-hmm. is slowly fading away and instantly consumable bite-sized content is readily available, these are definitely things that these are definitely like growing pains, and I can't tell you which side is right or wrong. Yeah. But
to me it's just weird that they have certain rules in place and they're in place for 99% of their users,
mm-hmm.
where when you see the other people who are getting tens of millions of yeah. views a video no matter what they put up, and it's just like at what point is like Logan Paul so big that he's like, I murdered someone live on camera? Yeah, and they're like, whatevs, man, brings in those views, like pull out that small intestine, like go for it.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's obviously an extreme hyperbole, yeah, sure. but like what is stopping YouTube from just doing that? Like mm-hmm. what is someone who's very like, oh, they're insanely popular, but they uploaded this snuff film.
Mm-hmm.
Like they showed a dead person yeah. hanging from a tree.
Yep.
Like you can't even get away with that on television.
Yeah.
Like even on the internet. Like I think that's like against the law.
You gotta go to some dark pockets of the internet to find that.
4chan.
Don't go to 4chan.
Don't go kids. To 4chan. Never go to 4chan.
My biggest thing that worries me is his whole audience base, like kids. Like the amount of influence you'll have on children, that's just fucked up.
That one's, I don't know. It's weird to me because like I work with children.
Yeah.
In certain cases, but I don't know. Even me as a kid, like I found some fucked up shit on dial up internet.
Yeah, like you're right. Like growing up, every kid sees some dumb shit. But like I think the difference is you see dumb shit and you know it's bad.
Yeah.
Or like you know that's wrong. This guy is kind of just, like, enforcing the idea that, like, it's okay.
Yeah, that's the important distinction to make. When you go, when you just yell, oh, somebody think of the children, you sound like Reverend Lovejoy's wife, and you're just like, oh, okay, I get it, kids, whatever, they're vulnerable. But it's the way that this video is framed, where when I was a kid and I saw, like, a beheading video on the internet, I was like, whoa, that's not good! Oh my gosh, right? Yeah. Like
but watched it.
I watched it and I was scarred for life and I gotta close that.
Yeah.
Where this guy shows a dude who killed himself hanging from a tree and the video is contextualized in a way where it's just like, LOL, did it for the views, hit up the gram, like
and it's just like, what?
He's wearing that stupid fucking Toy Story hat the whole time. Yeah. Like it's framed in a way where this is seemingly joking and okay. And that's not okay.
Yeah.
And it does more damage than a kid just finding something that they shouldn't have seen and coming to their own moral conclusion.
Yeah.
Like when you're just egging someone like, hey, no, it's totally okay. Just punch that kid in the face. Go. It's totally fine. Oh man, you did it. Awesome. High five. Like that's kind of what you're doing.
Yep. For sure. So,
it's a crazy story.
It is.
And it's interesting. You're like you said, it's growing pains for new media.
Yeah.
But I wonder how YouTube will handle this because a lot of the things floating around was like, oh, we're going to have a new verification program for videos.
Oh, great.
We'll be more strict on demonetizing. Oh, like, that's great. Not the answer. Like, you're killing your own network, right? But you have to come out and be like, hey, these people, like, I know, like, the thing is, like, a couple years ago, there was an article where YouTube, they have a team. They got shit on because they were pretty much interns.
Yeah.
Where what they would do is that they had to watch flagged videos.
Yeah.
8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Yeah.
And they had to determine. And like some of the stuff they saw is like scarring. And like they were interns. So they would like fuck them up mentally, throw them in the garbage, like just fire them because they're interns.
Yeah.
Get new people in and then recycle the process. Right. Yeah. So they have a team who is doing that already. So there should be no reasonable explanation for why this video got through. Like, unless someone on their job is just like, eh, fuck it. Like,
yeah. Did you say that okay button?
Yeah, they're like, yeah, they were just doing it with their eyes closed. They're like, I can't watch anything else. Click, 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 click.
Maybe.
So it's weird. Yeah. It's one of those situations of you will never know why a video like that got okayed because they'll never release why.
Of course not.
Right? Mm. But it's weird to see certain, like them trying to be like, we have rules in place and then not enforcing them at all.
Mm. Yeah.
And how much teeth pulling it took for them to even like release a statement.
I know, right? Like, that's the fucked up.
The PewDiePie thing was immediate.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even that bad.
Yeah.
This took like 4 days.
Yeah.
And then even then they're like, eh, we're thinking about it.
Yeah.
It only took until today to where they're like,
we might punish him.
Yeah, that's probably bad. Like, yeah, that's probably bad. Yeah. And like, we'll think about it.
Yeah.
The ad revenue, though.
Yeah. I got, you're right. I do feel like PewDiePie got like, that was a bit, like, his penalties came faster and harsher.
Yeah, he lost all kinds of deals.
Yeah.
Immediately.
But the Logan Paul one, like, yeah, they really. Just like, well, whatever.
Whatevs. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. Has he surpassed PewDiePie as
for most subscribers? No one has surpassed PewDiePie.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Interesting. But still, that's, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of what you get when you have a bunch of people who are very young and don't have any media training.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the world where,
this is raw, unfettered footage of young 20-year-olds doing dumb shit.
Yeah. Good for them, I guess.
To be fair, he's making those dollars.
Yeah, I mean, like, fuck, if I could do that for a living?
Be an idiot?
Yeah, I don't know if I'd want to do it by being an idiot, but I mean, the sad part is that's people to watch.
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
I always hear people make, people in my friend group make fun of reality television.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, oh, the Kardashians, they're so dumb. They are for the uncultured swine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what do you do? It's like, oh, I watch this YouTuber and he does dumb pranks. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, you do this fucking same thing. Yeah. You just picture medium differently.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, congratulations.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. Fuck. Everyone loves trash, whether they're willing to admit it or not.
We just finished that thing. Yo, anime is trash, and so are we.
Yeah.
But the thing with the anime community is that they admit they're fucking trash.
I think that's why I like anime.
That's the one hard thing about the video game community.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes people, like, listen, I think video games are art, and video games can be art.
Sure.
But, dude, Senran Kagura games are not art.
Yeah.
Just looking at titties. That's all you're doing.
Oh, man. I gotta watch Uramaga Sensei.
It's not good. Don't do it. Oh, my gosh.
I gotta commit.
Let's get into our weeks. I watched 2 episodes of Uramaga Sensei. It's not good.
Oh, that's a shame.
I couldn't even give it the 3-episode try.
I'm gonna do it at work tomorrow.
If you have a job next week, I will be thoroughly surprised.
I'll watch it with my boss.
Yo, boss, listen. I know you got a young daughter. And I need you to watch the show with me. Super creepy.
Oh, fuck.
So, yeah, I don't know. I watched some anime. Yeah. I watched Eremanga Sensei. It's not good.
Okay.
So, I'll watch it. But I watched some good ones. I watched some good anime.
Okay.
I watched Little Witch Academia.
Oh, you finished it.
Academia. I watched both seasons.
Oh, fuck.
So me and my friends got together. We had a marathon day.
That's 9 hours?
We watched 25 episodes of Little Witch Academia in a row.
What?
1 hour with one break.
Why?
Because that's what we do. Oh, and my sometimes God. We get together and we block out a Saturday.
Jesus fuck.
And we start at noon.
Oh my God.
And we marathon something.
You finish at what time? 11?
Yeah, around 11 midnight. We took a dinner break.
To be fair, it was fucking cold that weekend.
It was very cold.
And there's a lot of snow.
My car almost didn't start.
So, I guess I don't blame you for staying in and just doing that.
When I started my car to go home, it said -27 on the ambient temperature gauge. Mm-hmm, I'm like, hot damn. I mean, cold damn. So yeah, we marathoned all of that show. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the few shows, actually, that we've marathoned, or like movies or ideas.
And you all loved it.
We unanimously loved it.
Yeah.
And also, no one checked out.
Yeah.
Like, usually there's like one or two people who are just like, this is too much of the one thing and I'm out, right? This is the one show where everyone was locked in for all episodes at all hours of the day. This show is amazing.
It's really good.
It's amazing that it is a show, an anime, centered around high school girls that does not have any fan service whatsoever.
Yep.
It's nuts. Their skirts are regular length.
Yeah.
At some points, they may be a little bit higher than normal, but at no point are panties shown.
No. That was in the correct angle.
It was always in the correct angle.
Yeah.
It is always showing respect to the character.
Yeah.
There's no precarious situations.
Yeah.
It is all above board.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, because that means I can recommend this show to people.
Yeah.
Right? Secondly, they took a magical high school. They took Harry Potter and made it interesting again.
There's only one Harry Potter.
Yeah, but the thing is, everyone else who tries to do Harry Potter fucks it up in some way because it's too much like Harry Potter.
Yeah, that's true.
Where this show has a lot of unique ideas and everything outside of magical high school, like that's as far as Harry Potter gets in that show, right? Mm-hmm. They're doing all kinds of different magics. They have different sports. They have different spells. They have a different storyline. Like, it's awesome. I'm very surprised that the main through line of that show is, yo, fuck the haters. Like, yo, get those haters off me. Because there is a bunch of episodes where the problems that are caused is because people are reading internet comments.
Oh, yeah.
And like, the main takeaway is like, yo, man, fuck those haters. You do you?
Yeah.
Don't read the comments.
Mm-hmm.
Do your thing, girl. And it's like, man. Awesome.
That's all she does.
And the final thing about this show that is super surprising, and I don't think can be copied. I think it is genuinely a unique thing to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Is that I can look at someone else's best girl, and understand why they are best.
Oh,
girl.
In this show,
like within the context of this show, every single person at that marathon had a different best girl.
Okay, who's your best girl?
Yo, my Jasmina is best girl. Chip girl is best girl. She just snacking all the fucking time. She's got super strength. She's doing all kinds of stuff. And she's just in the back where she's just chilling. She's doing minding her own business. She doesn't care that she's a little bit bigger than everybody. She's confident in herself.
Jacked.
She's just ripped. She is confident in herself. Yeah. She's eating KFC wings like a motherfucker.
Mm.
And the thing is like, one of my friends picked the mute engineering girl.
Oh, okay.
Right? And I'm like, why'd you pick her? And it's like, yo, because she's an engineering girl. She has like a broom that has an engine on it.
Yeah.
She made that robot in that one episode, in that Gurren Lagann episode. Yeah. And I'm like, you know what? I see you, and I respect that choice. There was no fighting among waifu picks.
That's so
Everyone
bad.
Picked their waifu and was like, I get it. I know why.
That's good.
That's good stuff. Surprisingly, no one picked main girl.
That's usually. I really happen. Like Mangirl, but Mangirl's I also liked good. Diana.
Diana.
I love how they say her name.
They got to say it with like some gravitas, yeah. Right? Like Diana. And then you like grow on her more as you yeah. learn her backstory and yeah. whatever. But yeah, that show was fucking awesome.
It's a shame too, like that it didn't catch on like other Trigger shows though.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Dude, the Gurren Lagann episode alone. Yeah. That was basically like, hey guys, just so you know, we don't have the license for the show anymore.
But we can still do robots.
But we can still do robots. Robots are fucking baller.
Yeah.
You know what turned me around on picking Jasmina as my main character?
What?
When the super robot appeared and main girl and engineering girl were like, that's super cool. Every other girl is like, it's fucking lame. But Jasmina in the background, like a boss. Yo, that's cool. And I'm like, oh, Jasmina, right in the heart. You know how to get me.
Yeah.
Right? So, obviously, she's number one best
girl. I definitely do recommend that show. I mean, I didn't watch many anime this year, but I really enjoyed that.
I recommend it to everybody. Like, it is just an all-around good show. If you know what I'm going to do? Mm. So, in my family, my extended family.
Oh, no, you're not.
My extended family... I'm like the only dork.
Yeah.
Right? And
you're the one that they look down upon.
Yeah, they're like, oh, Anthony, like, what's a good video game? And I'm like, yo, let me tell you about Zelda. But the thing is like, it's hard to get them because, like, my little cousins, they're all preppy high school girls.
Yeah.
Right? And they're all about, like, boys and short pants and gymnastics.
Those are hot pants.
Starbucks lattes.
What? Really? That young?
I don't know. They're into weird stuff.
Actually, I was into that. Yeah. Okay.
Right. So they're into all that stuff and the latest YouTube drama.
Oh, yeah.
And all that jazz.
I didn't have that.
And here's the thing, though. Like, I need one of them to be a dork.
Oh, no.
One of them has to be a nerd.
I guess I must suck growing up not having that.
And I think that this show is the show to trick them into liking anime. This is their Dragon Ball Z.
You think this is the gateway drug?
This is the gateway drug. Because it is, on its surface, it's anime. Mm. But it is not off-putting like most anime.
Mm.
It is welcoming. It doesn't do any weird fan service-y shit to turn you off. It is just a fun show throughout.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to recommend it for them to watch because it's on Netflix and they all have Netflix. Kids nowadays. And I'm gonna plant that seed. I'm gonna try and watch it grow. I'm gonna fertilize it. I'm gonna water it.
Good fucking luck, hopefully, man. Hopefully,
I can convert one of them into being a dork.
For the rest of the audience, this is the type of show that you could always. You don't need to binge at all either.
Yeah, you don't.
It's like it's one of those shows that like even if you take like a week or two off, you can come back to it and it's cool.
There's a through line. Yeah. The through line is friendship.
Yeah. It's great. It's a great show.
It's a fantastic.
Okay, tell me about the one that I'm actually curious about.
All right, so I've been watching Devilman Crybaby.
Yes, I've heard nothing but hype for this.
Devilman Crybaby, it's fucking trash. No, it's
oh, wow.
Devilman Crybaby is really good.
Yeah.
It is. So if you don't know Devilman, Devilman is a comic from the 70s. It is old, and even at the time. It's graphic.
Mm-hmm.
Like a man becomes the devil, and sometimes you must become a demon to defeat the demons.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What a line!
And so in this show, Akira, he meets up with his friend Ryo.
Yeah.
And Ryo's like, "Yo, man, let's go to this party. It's called Sabbath. There's hella drugs. People are fucking all the time. It's a nightclub. Let's do it."
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "I haven't seen you in years. Seems like a reasonable plan." So it turns out that these parties of debauchery and drugs and vices and all this stuff is a gateway for demons to possess human hosts to come to their realm, to their world. And lately, these parties have been appearing up all over Japan, obviously.
Yeah.
And so Ryo takes him and he hears of a legend of a demon called Amon. And if you can control Amon, you can become a demon with the heart of a human. So you won't lose control.
Mm.
And he thinks that his friend Akira, who is very, let's say, what's that thing you have when like someone else is sad and then you feel sad for them?
Empathy.
Empathy. That's the word. He is extremely empathetic to the point where like he could see someone on TV who is sad and then he will cry. because he's just like, that person's sad, and that mm-hmm. makes me sad. Mm-hmm. And he's a crybaby.
All right. Fuck.
Oh, my God. He's a crybaby. And he takes him to the club. He gets overtaken by a demon, Amon.
Yeah.
But he has the emotional stability to control it.
Yeah.
So he becomes the devil man.
Okay.
And he gets changed in different ways. Like, his whole appearance changes. He becomes, like, physically just more attractive. For some reason, he gets permanent guy-liner.
He is evil.
He is evil. It's true. He gets a huge dick. Like, this show is horny as fuck, man. One of the first demons that appear is a naked girl who's... boobs turn into mouths and, like, bisect other dudes by chewing them in half.
Whoa.
This show is violent. This show is not for the faint of heart. Also, this show is very stylized. I believe it is done by the dude who did Ping Pong the animation.
Oh.
Do you remember that? That weird kind of, like, offbeat art style?
Yeah, that was a good show.
Yeah. So he's doing, I could be wrong, but he is doing Devilman Crybaby.
Yeah.
And, man, that's the style fits the theme of this show so fucking well.
Yeah.
Because the soundtrack is nothing but new electro Euro beats going like... and the way everything is so loosely animated, like when someone throws a punch, their arm becomes longer for some reason. Because it's all stylized, it's all whatever, right? But everything about this show becomes so cohesive. The music works with the animation. The story works with the art style. And everything works together to create this, like, kind of just, like, visual feast. Because everything is so visceral in the show. Like, everything is so violent. When someone gets cut in half or into, like, slabs by demon claws, you see the whole thing. And you see them fall apart. And you see the blood.
Okay.
Right? But on the other hand, when two people are fucking, you see two people fucking. Mm. Like... there's the episode I was on, so I had some free time at work. I was waiting for a meeting to end.
Oh, no.
And I was watching Devilman Crybaby at work on my phone.
Oh, God.
And there was a point where I was like, this episode is too much. Like, the violence, maybe. Like, that, sure, that guy got sub-zeroed, head pulled, mm-hmm. and his spine was attached. Mm-hmm. Like, I get it. But this show is like, he woke up from a wet dream, and he came so hard with his demon dick that he plastered the ceiling in semen.
Ooh.
And I was like, that's a scene. So I closed it. So I haven't finished it yet, but everything about it has made me want to watch more.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing about it has turned me off from the show.
Mm-hmm.
I can, if you are not into extreme violence, like, this is not the show for you. Because they get pretty graphic with displaying what
that's what I was afraid
they
of.
Do.
Yeah.
But it might be easier to watch because everything is stylized. Like, every time someone gets cut, like, it's a different color palette. So their blood is like neon green or like mustard orange, mustard yellow or whatever.
That's kind of cool then.
So it is very stylized in that way. You're not just seeing like very detailed, intricate, like, stuff like that. It's always like quick shot. You see it all happen, but also it's super stylized. So you might be able to get over it that way.
Okay.
Yeah, but it plays into kind of like the more... feral's not the animalistic side of teenagers in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all teenagers are horny, even ladies.
Mm-hmm.
They make comical hits at like things like masturbation, where like one of the girl characters gets kind of horny because Akira's new body is super hot, and so she's thinking of it. Shows flashbacks of his body and then her in her bed like touching herself, but the noises she's making is just a donkey. Right, it's going, and it's reverberating through the apartment complex, right? And so they're very liberal with their style choices like that, and it makes for a really great show.
Hmm.
So I think it's 10 episodes, about halfway through. I'm gonna finish it this week. I watched 5 episodes in 2 days, which is more anime than I've watched in a long time.
He says after marathoning Little Witch in one day.
Yeah, so that doesn't count. Like, on my own terms.
Oh, okay.
On my own terms.
Okay.
Like, when we do that, like, that's... we set out to do that. Me watching anime by myself is usually a struggle.
Oh, yeah?
Right? Because I'm just like, I could be playing a video game right now.
Mm.
Right? And then the other thing, it's still anime-related, but it's a manga. I've been reading a new series called Golden Kamuy.
Oh.
Yeah. Kamui. I believe I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
Golden Kamuy is a period piece. It takes place after, I believe it's World War. What's the one with the bayonets? One, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, after World War One, and it follows the main character who I can't remember his name right now, but pretty much he is the immortal. So he has gone down in war for being basically unkillable. He has taken hits to vital organs and still lived. He has taken out tons and tons. Here it is. Saichi Sugimoto. He is the survival of the Battle of 203 Hill in the Russian-Japanese War. And he's become a miner in Hokkaido looking for gold because he needs money quick.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and it turns out he needs money because he promised a war buddy that he would take care of his wife, but his wife's very ill and he needs money quick to buy medicine and do stuff, right? But he learns about a hidden stash of gold worth about 800 million yen in current dollars.
Yeah.
And basically, he has to find where they hid it. The thing is that there is a treasure map, but the treasure map is tattooed on a mass set of prisoners. And what people are doing is that they are hunting down these prisoners, skinning them, because all of the tattoos form a map.
Oh, shit.
And the map will then lead you to this mass sum of gold. Oh,
cool.
Right? And so it starts off, he's mining, he learns about the story from this old guy. Old guy is like, I've said too much. I was drunk, I said too much, you gotta die now. But he's immortal, fucking scares him off. And he's like, oh shit, like, I thought it was just a story, but the guy just literally tried to kill me. So maybe there's some truth to it. He tries to go find them, finds the dude gutted by a bear.
Ooh.
Like, just insides, eaten, buried, saved for later. He takes him out, and he's like, this dude has a tattoo on him. He was one of those prisoners.
Yeah.
This is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he turns out he teams up with this, like, she's kind of like a Native American girl, but it's all in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess not. She just lives off the land.
She's the country girl.
She's the country girl. She lives off the land. She has animal friends. She knows stuff.
Okay.
Right. And it all starts off from there. They find this guy. They have to kill a bear because the bear's wants his food back, but he needs the thing. And I'm only about 4 chapters in, but so far I've been hooked. I've been reading it in spurts here and there when I'm not watching Devilman.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I should get the manga.
Pardon?
No, go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
Okay. So I've been reading that, and so far it's been really good. It's been in my Twitter timeline for a long time. I just never knew what it was. The main character has like a bunch of scars across his face. You might have seen. Here, I'll just show you the main character. Have you seen that at all?
Yeah.
In the anime sphere?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
So, yeah, this character has been pretty big in my Twitter
line. Is this year?
No, I think the manga's kind of old, but I did learn that there is an anime coming out this year.
That must be it then.
Yeah.
That's where the hype is.
So this year, I think it's next season, spring?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, spring is getting an animation for this show. And yeah, I don't know. It's really good. It's hooked me. They pay a lot of attention to detail when they're hunting and doing certain things, like the one girl kills a bear by shooting a poison arrow at the bear. But then when she does it, it's like, oh, the poison's very toxic, so I have to cut the skin around the bear to make sure the poison doesn't spread to the rest of the meat, spoil it, do all this stuff. Right. And it really brings you into the world of pre or post World War One, where people are still living off the land. They're still collecting pelts and hunting and doing all this stuff, and like cities aren't really a thing.
Yeah, for sure.
So it's a really cool period piece, but also, again, it is kind of graphic. Like, they skin a human being in like the second chapter.
Ooh.
So there's that. But they use their, unlike Devilman where it's just fast and hard, they use their gore sparingly in this show. They use it to get points across. Like, the main character has war flashbacks, and sometimes you see the horrors of war, of him having to brutally murder people. So like, he'll shove a bayonet through someone's like face and it comes out their eye. right? And it just looks really graphic, like that kind of stuff.
Damn.
Or even when you see the guy who got gutted by the bear, like, you see him with his, like, chest and stomach hollowed out because the bear ate it, oh. right? So you see all of that. So it's kind of graphic in that way, but it uses it more so to drive home a point mm-hmm. than it is to just use it in style like it is in Devilman.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, my week's been all Japanimation.
Mm.
Been those Japanese cartoons.
So mature.
Yeah, so mature. Yeah,
so mature. Still watching Japanimation.
Yeah, I'm watching those Japanese cartoons, you know? the anime.
Great.
What about you?
My week was decidedly opposite.
No anime?
No, I didn't really have time to do anything.
Mm.
Yeah. Basically, what did I do? I played some of that Overwatch thing because I got a skin and I played that. And I was like, okay, great.
You're like, I gotta be the Red Comet in this fucking D.Va
costume. Yeah, and I was right. like, fuck, I'm awesome. Sweet. So I did that. Started reading this very, very short book. Called The Alchemist.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Mm-hmm. I don't even know when it takes place, but it basically is about a boy who lives in Spain
mm-hmm.
and all he wants to do is travel.
That sounds fun.
And so the idea is he grows up in a village and he has no money.
Yeah.
His father is a priest.
Sure. You said that like a question. I was like,
I think
don't know.
So. I forget what his father is, but it's something that pays a lot. And anyways, his father, you know, hopes for him to become a priest. But the boy says,
follow
no.
the footsteps.
But the boy says, no, I don't want to do that. I want to travel. They have no money, so
he's got wanderlust.
So the father, all his savings, he gives to the boy that these are 3 gold coins I've been saving for you. Take them and buy some sheep. Thus, you can become a shepherd and you can go across wherever you want.
Okay,
herding those sheep, and it's. It, all it is a story about a boy who takes an adventure or who travels with the sheep. But the book is more about self-discovery.
Okay.
And
so finding yourself?
Kind of. It's almost like a wellness book that's disguised as a fiction book.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's actually, like, there's
it's like chicken soup for the soul.
Kind of. All right. It's got a lot of, like, the main theme is, like, you know, like, I'll give you an example. People have ideas of wanting to go on vacation or do this, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
But at the moment, what's pressing is I have
responsibilities.
I have a job. I need to save up.
Yeah.
And what happens is you're so worried about your issues today that you never get to that goal. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly you're old and you have regrets.
Yeah.
And so the book's all about taking those chances now. Even if that means, you know what? You may not have the biggest house now, or you may not have all the money in the world, but you went out there and you did something,
mm-hmm.
you know, and always looking on the bright. So it's kind of like that. It's actually really, it's interesting. It's only like 200 pages. Mm-hmm. It took me, I don't know. I've only read it for one night. I'm about a third of the way through. So it's not a hard read. It's very easy to read. It's a bit, supernatural as well. I mean, like, on his journey, he meets aliens. He meets the King of Salem.
Cool.
So
I want to meet the King.
And he gives him two crystals, like one black, one white, and he's like, use these to decide any yes or no questions you have in the future. And he's like, because his goal,
thanks, man.
Yeah, because so the whole thing is like he's somehow he asks the king. He's like, what am I supposed to do? And he's like, or because like, he has a dream, and he's like, yeah. What's this dream mean? It means that the treasure you're seeking is in Egypt. Go. And that's what the whole book is about. It's just this boy who grew up to become a shepherd, who had dreams of traveling across all the different countryside in Spain, and he meets this girl, but he's going to give it all up. He's going to sell his sheep, and he's going to journey to Egypt.
Wow.
And that's the whole book. So it seems pretty interesting. It's, yeah.
You know a page count on that?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No.
It does sound pretty interesting.
It's very short. It's a very easy read.
You like reeled me in with like, oh, this guy wants to travel and do stuff yeah. and like find a book. I'm like, okay. And then you said self-discovery. I was like, I don't know. And
yeah.
then you're like, he meets the King of Salem. I'm like, damn, that's cool.
Yeah. He meets a gypsy. Where I'm at right now is he travels to the top of a mountain and there's a man there who sells glassware.
Okay.
But they say the story like one time this glassware was talk of the town. Everybody needs to have this. But as the years gone on, the market grew at the base of the mountain, mm-hmm. no longer at the top. And this old man was too stubborn to move, and that's why he does his sales aren't as big anymore, and he thinks about the regrets of not moving back in. And so, like, the whole book is about, like, life lessons like that.
Okay.
Right? So, I don't know if it's, if you're listening, like, I don't know if this book is necessarily your cup of tea at the moment, but it's a nice refresher considering, you know, everything I'm into is all about, you know, hot anime girls and the most badass robots.
How many short miniskirts are in this book?
I don't know. For all I know, the boy's wearing a miniskirt.
How many Emoto-chans are there?
Ooh, do you want to count the sheep? Because there's 30.
Ooh.
30 right. Emoto sheeps.
All right, Emoto sheep. How many bakas are in this show?
One. The all boy. Right,
all right.
The boy.
The main. All right.
Yeah. All right. Yes, I've been doing that. But otherwise, nothing else really, like, just due to family circumstances. I've been in the hospital for the past month.
Yeah.
The past week.
Yeah.
And fuck, being in a hospital is tiring. You know what would make a hospital 1,000 times better?
Beds.
No. No, we had beds. We took over one of the rooms. It was like, we need a thing. If they had quality food.
Yeah, hospital food's...
Like, and I don't mean for the patients, I mean for the visitors.
Yeah.
Like, hospital food fucking sucks. Saturday night, this is going to be more of a local story, so some of you guys might not know this, but we have this place called Nations.
Ooh, Nations is great.
Nations is fantastic. It's like the international food supermarket. It's huge here in downtown Hamilton. And they have like a cafeteria area, but at the end of the night or at the end of the day, everything that's left over, they just package up and then they sell you for discount.
Yeah.
So me and all my cousins, because we were all at the hospital together, it was cold that night. We just were like, fuck it, we can't eat another bite of this hospital shit. So we went to Nations and we spent like $100 on just
cafeteria. Oh, get that feast.
Yeah, and so we're just in the hospital lounge area and it just looks like a takeout massacre. And it was nuts. A lot of good stuff though. Yeah. So that was fun.
Get those barbecue pork buns.
We got all the buns.
Nice.
We got the barbecue pork, got the taro, we got the
custard.
Yeah, we got those ones. I made sure to get myself barbecue pork, like with the crunchy skin.
Smart. Yeah. You get a duck?
No, because they were sold out.
Would you have bought a whole duck?
I would have bought the duck.
All right.
Yeah, I would have bought the duck. Okay. We took out all the sushi. You know those Arizona iced teas?
Yep.
All cans? No, so the cans are $1. Okay. They also have the cartons.
Ooh.
The cartons were $1.
Oh, that's just value.
Yeah.
That's
just value. So we bought like 10 of those. Yeah, that's just value. It was fun. It was just like, holy shit. But it was it was tough carrying all this food back.
I love Nations because it's the one place I can get candy that normally was only in Japan.
Yeah.
When we went, yeah. But I could still get it here.
Yeah.
All right. Unless I want to go to Toronto, and there's crazy stuff there. But
so yeah, that was tons of fun. But yeah, that's it been for my week. You know, I think I'm just waiting for Monster Hunter at this point.
Yeah.
I was gonna buy something on my Switch so I could play it like while at the hospital, but I was like, I don't really feel like playing anything.
Fair.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Monster Hunter right now.
I really gotta finish Xenoblade fast.
Because it's gonna come at you fast.
I got past the part I was stuck at, so that's good.
That's good.
But it's a grind fest.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna spend the next couple of weeks just rifling through anime I missed this past year.
We did just watch that roundup.
We did. Eremanga Sensei is number one on the list. No, I'll tell you what the number one I wanna watch is.
Is it Recovery of an MMO Junkie or whatever?
No. Oh, that's also very high. It's Castlevania.
Oh, you didn't watch Castlevania?
No.
Shit, Castlevania's good.
Yeah. It's like only 4 episodes, right?
Yeah. It's really good.
I wanted to watch that, and I never watched it, so I'm going to watch that.
Yeah.
Yep. That's me.
Okay, cool.
Yes,
I think that's it.
I think that is it. We'll be back here next week, same time, same bat place.
Same bat channel.
Who says that?
Adam West.
Is that really from that show?
Same bat place, same bat show.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. It was back in the day when they had like PSAs at the end of their.
Yeah, it was also before we were born.
Yeah. That's why I don't know it. I've only heard it through osmosis. Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Apologies about getting the last two episodes out late. I kind of just forgot.
So, well, you had circumstances. I did.
But I hope you guys enjoyed listening to that. What was it?
Award show and our first show of the year.
Yeah, no. Response seems to be good.
I still can't believe the fans picked anime in that one. that one.
What one?
Award show. Remember, was it Best? Best something, but then we just said anime one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Man, my memory's terrible. We just recorded that like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's fine. 2 weeks is a long time ago.
Shit. 2 weeks is a very long time.
Yes. Anything on the docket for next week? Because we're in the nothing, right?
No, in terms of reviews, nothing's really out yet.
Yeah.
What's the 11th? Maybe by then, like if they're really fucking fast, maybe fan subbers will have subbed that new Trigger movie.
Oh yeah, I would love to watch that. Yeah, for sure.
But really, beginning of the year, no movies.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter's coming out. That's our game.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z Fighters is coming out.
Yeah.
At the same time. So everything's really end of January for things to start spicing up.
Same with the news cycle, right? Like, it's still early in the year. People are getting back into it. Look forward to more stuff soon. Bye.